Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hello everybody, and welcome to our weekly Writer's Workshop programme. Today in our studio we have Anna Brown, a well-known writer and writing consultant. She has just published her new book about writing. Good afternoon, Anna.
Good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me. It's a real pleasure being here.
In your recent book, you speak about the rules of polarity in stories. Could you please explain them to us?
Polarity in stories seems to follow some of the rules of magnetism and electricity. Characters with opposing qualities or objectives can make entertaining stories when they are forced to work together and may even be attracted to one another, as positive and negative magnetic poles are drawn to one another, because each side has something the other wants. Audiences seem to enjoy watching this kind of attraction of opposites and are almost magnetically attracted to such stories.
That's interesting.
There is another rule of polarity. Polarized values sometimes reverse themselves. Many good stories are based on opposition. Let's say we see a tough hero and an emotional, sensitive person. Under pressure, they change their behavior. Thus, the tough hero shows an emotional side, and the sensitive character becomes tough. It allows the characters to understand each other better, and it can also provide a lot of comedy and drama.
You once said stories can heal us. How so?
Stories give us metaphors that help us process and manage our life problems. They give us examples of human behaviour against which we can compare our own performance. I've found stories very comforting when I'm ill or stressed, giving me someplace else to go. Stories can be vehicles for expressing ideas, and sometimes these ideas give us new frames for understanding our challenges and healing our emotional wounds.
Can you describe your working space for us?
Over the years, I've made a nice office space for myself with an L-shaped desk that is like a starship control centre, with different areas dedicated to the current projects. For inspiration, I have many models of medieval castles and a wall of shelves covered with toy soldiers from different time periods. Outdoors, there is a golf course near my house, and I walk around it to clear my head.
Do you have any special quotes or sayings that you keep visible in your work environment to help inspire, motivate, and encourage you?
I like to pick a visual image to focus each project, and I keep that within my field of vision, somewhere on the desk. As for motivating quotes, my favourite is posted above the computer screen and comes from the English sailor, Sir Francis Drake, who said, "There must be a beginning of any great matter, but the continuing unto the end, until it be thoroughly finished, yields the true glory."
What are some of your current and future projects that you can share with us?
I am continuing to develop material for future non-fiction books about story and character, but I also have some fiction projects in the works. I want to revive a book series I started, a fantasy based on Sir Walter Scott's novel, Ivanhoe. The first part was published as a Japanese-style manga or graphic novel, and I want to continue the story in some form. I love working with artists, to add a visual element to my storytelling.
Thank you very much for talking with us today, Anna, and sharing your experience and insights. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Hello everybody, and welcome to our weekly Writer's Workshop program. Today in our studio we have Anna Brown, a well-known writer and writing consultant. She has just published her new book about writing. Good afternoon, Anna.
Good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me. It's a real pleasure being here.
In your recent book, you speak about the rules of polarity in stories. Could you please explain them to us?
Polarity in stories seems to follow some of the rules of magnetism and electricity. Characters with opposing qualities or objectives can make entertaining stories when they are forced to work together and may even be attracted to one another, as positive and negative magnetic poles are drawn to one another, because each side has something the other wants. Audiences seem to enjoy watching this kind of attraction of opposites and are almost magnetically attracted to such stories.
That's interesting.
There is another rule of polarity. Polarized values sometimes reverse themselves. Many good stories are based on opposition. Let's say we see a tough hero and an emotional, sensitive person. Under pressure, they change their behavior. Thus, the tough hero shows an emotional side and the sensitive character becomes tough. It allows the characters to understand each other better, and it can also provide a lot of comedy and drama.
You once said stories can heal us. How so?
Stories give us metaphors that help us process and manage our life problems. They give us examples of human behaviour against which we can compare our own performance. I've found stories very comforting when I'm ill or stressed, giving me someplace else to go. Stories can be vehicles for expressing ideas, and sometimes these ideas give us new frames for understanding our challenges and healing our emotional wounds.
Can you describe your working space for us?
Over the years, I've made a nice office space for myself with an L-shaped desk that is like a starship control centre, with different areas dedicated to the current projects. For inspiration, I have many models of medieval castles and a wall of shelves covered with toy soldiers from different time periods. Outdoors, there is a golf course near my house, and I walk around it to clear my head.
Do you have any special quotes or sayings that you keep visible in your work environment to help inspire, motivate, and encourage you?
I like to pick a visual image to focus each project, and I keep that within my field of vision, somewhere on the desk. As for motivating quotes, my favourite is posted above the computer screen and comes from the English sailor, Sir Francis Drake, who said, "There must be a beginning of any great matter, but the continuing unto the end, until it be thoroughly finished, yields the true glory."
What are some of your current and future projects that you can share with us?
I am continuing to develop material for future non-fiction books about story and character, but I also have some fiction projects in the works. I want to revive a book series I started, a fantasy based on Sir Walter Scott's novel, Ivanhoe. The first part was published as a Japanese-style manga or graphic novel, and I want to continue the story in some form. I love working with artists to add a visual element to my storytelling.
Thank you very much for talking with us today, Anna, and sharing your experience and insights. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.